Well, efforts continue in other countries for even better access for U.S. meat, and an example of that is that Thad Lively, Senior President for Trade Access with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, recently attended the World Food Moscow Food Exhibition in Russia, where he met with trade officials and meat industry leaders. He said it's been a good year for us with both beef and pork exports to Russia.
And I'd say the atmosphere at the World Food Show, for example, was very positive, very energetic. Lots of business being done around the USMEF stand at the show. Great deal of interest being shown by our customers, the importers there. I would say our position in the market there is as good as I've seen it for several years.
Through August, U.S. beef exports to Russia were 8% ahead of last year's record pace in volume, 31% higher in value, while pork exports were 30% higher than a year ago in volume, up 22% in value. Lively noted that Russia has made significant market access concessions for U.S. beef and pork as part of its negotiations to join the World Trade Organization. That includes a larger tariff rate quota for U.S. beef muscle cuts and reduced duty rates for pork imports. But he said WTO membership has not eliminated all barriers facing U.S. meat entering Russia.
Russia shows all signs of following through on the commitments it's made, which are, as far as we're concerned, quite significant for both beef and pork. But where we have a lot of concerns, frankly, is in the whole area of veterinary controls. We've had trouble with the Russians trying to keep plants approved and just maintain a modicum of access to the market at times.
So, significant work continues with Russia on approval of U.S. processing plants, consistent application of veterinary standards, and other key issues. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.